Desert Queen, The Many Lives and Loves of Daisy Bates, written by Susanna DeVries and read by Beverly Dunn. At one time in our not-so-distant past, the story of Daisy Bates was taught in every school in Australia. Arriving in Australia in 1883, with no money, family or friends, but with extraordinary pretensions, this remarkable Irish orphan somehow managed to marry three times, bear a child, live in Victorian formality in a tent in the outback, and become a pioneer ethnographer and documenter of Aboriginal customs. Her initial research into West Australian tribal ceremonies, customs, languages and kinship systems, carried out at a time when the subjects of ethnology and anthropology were struggling to establish themselves as university disciplines, was extremely valuable. Her important work, The Native Tribes of Western Australia, was not published until 1985, edited by anthropologist Isabel White. But her observations have underpinned much understanding of Aboriginal society and helped Aboriginal people regain their land. Daisy Bates was an extraordinary and eccentric woman by any measure. In 2005, she was nominated as one of the world's great female travel writers on the basis of her daring trek from the northeast of Australia, 3,000 miles in a side saddle, escorting a mob of cattle south. Yet before this, she had of course travelled on her own, the thousands of miles from Ireland by ship to an unknown continent on the other side of the world. Marrying the first of her three husbands, none of whom she bothered to divorce, the Boer War soldier Breaker Morant, the pair would go on separately to make themselves legends. Spinning fanciful tales about their pasts, they nevertheless lived more astonishing real lives, Morant ending up before a firing squad, and Daisy eventually taking herself, her tent, and her young son to the bleak Nullarbor Desert, all the while maintaining strict Victorian dress, if not morals.